This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Right, we finished Ches and Tes. Omar al-Khuzri. The Khuzri now comments on this discussion of Milo, for example, that was discussed in Shabbos. Choshavti b'inyonechem. I've analyzed your whole your concept and your society. V'ro'isi sheyesh le'elikim soid b'hashirchem. And I appreciate, says the Khuzri, a secret formula that the Ribbono shel Olam has in your preservation. Veshehu sam hashabosos v'hamoyadim mehagodol shebesibus lahashir torchem v'hadarchem. And the Ribbono shel Olam placed the Shabbos and Yom Tov as one of the most important reasons, causes, for the survival of your form and glory. Now this is very interesting, because who is it to whom the statement is attributed that more than the Jews have kept the Shabbos has kept the Jews? Who's that statement attributed to? Sorry, who's it? Somebody quite recent, isn't it? You see, this is an old concept. Really, the Khuzri already brings it, that Einachinami, the Shabbos has been instrumental in the preservation of the Jewish people. But he's specific, not just in the preservation of the Jewish people, but to'orchem v'hadarchem. Not to preserve us physically. That maybe there are other things that have preserved us physically. But to preserve our Torah and our Hadar, our image, our self-dignity, and our glory, that's what Shabbos has preserved. That we've been able to survive all this with dignity, that's the most amazing part of the Jewish people. Any other nation, even if it would have survived physically, it would have been so hammered ideologically and spiritually and emotionally that it would have lost its pride altogether. And this, I think, is one of the lessons that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in the process of teaching us now. And it's important that we learn it very quickly. That it's been one of the, how shall I put it, one of the negatives that has resulted from the, one of the emotional negatives that has resulted from the state, from the rise of the state of Israel, is the belief that now the Jews have pride. That's been the secular Zionists have portrayed that as a, but now we're out of the Golus, now Jews can have pride. The Ribbono Shel Olam is busy showing us that if that's what your pride is dependent on, you'll see how much pride. See how the whole world mocking the Jew. Back to the old days, we thought, or the secular Zionists thought, now that we've got our own state, the non-Jew's vision of the ghetto Jew is gone. That's not so. So they find other visions and they find other images, and we're being hammered by a bunch of wild Arabs and we can't get on top of it. The wonderful army of Israel can't get on top of this bunch of hooligans. Can't do anything. On and on and on it goes, and we're completely powerless to fight it. And whatever we do, we get clapped from America, from this one, from that one. Absolutely in a corner. Where is all that Jewish pride? That's not where the pride comes from. We had pride for 2,000 years without a state. Jewish pride, says the Khuzri, comes from Shabbos. The state is a consequence of Jewish pride, not a cause. Because our pride was preserved for 2,000 years, we could battle and we could win a state and we can do it again and we can overcome anything. Provided we realize that the source, that our abilities are a consequence of our pride, not a source of our pride. The source of our pride is Shabbos. That's what's kept us going. And if we think that we can swap Shabbos for Medinat Yisrael, we've got a surprise coming for us that we can't do. Shabbos, with no Shabbos, no pride. With a state or without a state, it makes no difference. Yes, Shabbos, yes, pride. With a state or without a state, it makes no difference. That's not where the pride comes from. Ki ha'umos hayu mechalkos eschem. Because were it not for Shabbos, says the Khuzri, now this is a goyish comment. If it were not for Shabbos, the nations would have divided you up. And they would have taken you for slaves, because of your wisdom and the purity of your intellects, that the Jewish brains, all the nations would have wanted. Now, do you know that there was a plan in Japan, where there were a lot of Jews in Japan just before the war and during the war, because a lot came through Siberia. They fled east instead of west. The whole of the Mira Yeshiva was there, plus many, many other Jews. And they got out on a Dutch visa to Curaçao, which was an island, which is an island in the Caribbean. And they were using Japan just as transit. But Lamai said it worked out that they got there. That's where they stayed until after the war. But Hitler then started pressurizing the Japanese to establish concentration camps. The Japanese are quite pragmatic sort of people. They didn't mind establishing concentration camps, but to them it was rather wasteful to use people that were so resourceful and to put them in a concentration camp while they were busy trying to fight a war. So the plan was, there's actually a book written by it by a man who was the rabbi in Tokyo for several years. The plan was, I think the book is called The Fugu Plan, to establish a little concentration camp where Jews would be put to labor, but not to physical labor, to mental labor. They would be, it would be a think tank. It was the first non-Jewish think tank, concept of think tank that was invented. And the idea was it's silly. The Japanese thought Hitler was absolutely stupid to take Jews and make them do physical labor. Is that what Jews are good at? Take them at what they're good at and make them do intellectual labor and put economic problems to them and social problems to them and let them figure out solutions and strategic approaches to the various problems facing Japan at that time. And this planet, an island was actually set aside to place the Jews on in this sort of concentration camp. And that's the Khuzri's point, that the Jews would have been utilized by all the nations. Each nation would have kept a few Jews, and that way the nation would have been totally divided up and split. And they would put you into their armies. Jews are good at fighting. Strategy is something that a Jew understands. And as, there's a bit of a foresight in this, but as military skills have become more and more strategic and less physical, and today it's the ultimate, where it's all just technology, and this is the Jews' area, so really every army should employ Jews. This is there, start with the computers and the strategic and Star Wars, and this is Yidden, that's our field. They should be. That's where they should put the Yidden in. They realize, everybody knows, Taka, that they've seen in Israel, that a good army it is. So take the Yidden and put them in the armies. That's what would have happened. If it were not for these times that you keep them, which you keep so meticulously, because they come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I think that what he's suggesting here is that the Goyim can't adjust to this. You can't go and put a Jew in charge of the army. Come Shabbos, sorry, I've got to go off. Put a Jew, so you can't put him in the kind of positions which the Goyim would love to put us. The Jew has other obligations which keep on getting in the way. And that irritates them, and that's been a prevention in actually utilizing the Jews throughout the world. And for good reasons, and we're committed to it because there's depth in it. It's not Stam a ritual. These things keep us rooted into Shabbos. Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim, Zechel Matan Torah. V'chulom Inyonim Elokiyim, Atem Muzhorim Bishmirosom. And all these are godly concepts which you have been commanded by the Ribbono Shel Olam to keep. V'luleihem, and were it not for these days, for Yom Tov, for Shabbos and Yom Tov, Loi hoyo echod mikem loivesh beged naki. None of you would ever wear a clean garment. That's not an anti-Semitic statement. It's force of circumstances. You would all be slaves. You would be working so hard, you wouldn't have the opportunity to get dressed nicely. Veloy yolochem kibbutz lizikoron toiroschem, and you wouldn't get together to learn Torah. Vipnei shiflis nafshechem, for because of your lack of pride. Basmodos hagolus aleichem, with the continuous golus, you would lose your dignity, and you would never put on a clean garment and never gather to learn Torah because you would lack that self-image that is necessary in order to do that. We become like the gypsies. The gypsies are there to show the world and the Yidden what we should be like, what should have happened to us with 2,000 years without a country. That's what happens to a nation.